This meeting is being called to order. Good evening, everybody. I would like to call tonight's meeting of the City of Baker Special School Board Meeting. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito. Ms. Dito, raise your hand. And submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone an opportunity to comment. Roll call. Mrs. Perkins. Mrs. Prophet.
Present.
Mrs. Joseph. Ms. Butler.
Here.
Mrs. Burgess. Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Ms. Butler to pray and Ms. Prophet to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
May we stand? Bow our heads. Amen.
Thank you, board members. Welcome to visitors. As always, we're a public body. And we are very, very happy and grateful when the public shows up for our meetings. Actually, we govern this meeting, but it is you who actually encourage us and inspire us to do what is right for the community. So I'm so glad you're here. Please continue to come back. Don't just depend upon us to make the decisions without hearing first what's on your hearts. Once again, thank you for coming. I would like a motion to approve the agenda.
A motion that we approve the agenda. I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda, and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of the agenda. Point of order. With the board members that are not here, do I have to call their names out for vote? I do? Okay. Thank you very much. We will now vote. As a matter of fact, I need to ask for approval or for public comment as it relates to the agenda. Any comments on agenda item number one? I see Retha Wright for agenda item number one. For the approval of the agenda, right? Yeah, that's item number one. That's what I have here.
Consideration approval of the change order.
Okay, Dee. Okay, you may be seated. We need to vote on the agenda. Okay, once again, for the record, I have a motion by Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda and a second from Mrs. Prophet. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval and consideration of the agenda. Next agenda item is for approval of change order for Baker High School project. Are there any public comments regarding the consideration and approval of change order for Baker High project? Yes, Ms. Rita Wright.
I guess my question is a clarity. Are we considering a change order? Is this a reconsidering of the change order that was tabled last week, or is this to discuss the substitute to put the fence up? Because consideration and approval of change order last week, you were saying that cost was to that $1 million and something change order for a lot of things. So as point of clarity, are we reconsidering the change order that was done, that was tabled to be put on hold until the board had a chance to discuss it with, and so that the community could hear? Or are we just talking about a change order, the fence for the school?
This is a consideration and approval of the change order for certain line items for Baker High School project.
Okay, that were tabled. The items that were tabled, this is for reconsideration, not consideration, but reconsideration.
Let me respond, Ms. Wright.
Okay.
So here's what's being considered tonight. It's temporary fence required for football games, increase chilled water insulation from 1 inches to 2 inches, add metal strapping to close gap at truss trails on existing building, pump out and infill of existing septic tank at new sewer line, additional costs for RFI 93 electrical breaker, panel rough-in, new sewer manhole to replace existing, RFI 85 add walls, an exterior door for fire riser room. Those are things that are being considered.
Okay. So that's everything except for roofing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Candace Russell.
Good evening. I am here as principal of Baker High School, and I know I only have 2 minutes, so what I don't say, my coaches will say after this. I just want you all to know that upon receiving notification that we may not be able to host football games in our stadium, I took it upon myself to form a team who began groundwork for alternative plans to find venues. Okay, however, we ran into a brick wall in a sense that it would cost us more to play at other venues rather than at our home stadium. You all should have that paperwork showing a cost analysis of those sites and of those stadiums. And as you can see, we would not be able to receive any revenue for those. So in addition, members of our team also spoke with those in charge of the construction site, who stated that it would be possible to play if we were to put up a fence. And this has been done at two other construction sites that they have worked at. As a proponent of playing home games at our home field, I want to point out some advantages. This will be the last chance for our seniors who play football to play on their own stadium field. They will not be afforded an opportunity to go into the new school building, so they should not be robbed that opportunity. We are not charged for security. The City of Baker Police Department provides this service to us free of charge. If you look at your paperwork, it will cost us thousands of dollars to pay for security somewhere else, in addition to having to be liable on somebody else's campus. We will be able to afford, we will have to pay for officials that range from $250 to $350 a game. So I beseech you to consider our children when you make your decision voting. There are reasons that we are all here, and the students of the City of Baker School District are those students. Again, please vote to put up that fence so that our boys who are here will be able to play on their school field. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Russell. Coach James D'Artes.
Good evening. I'm Coach James D'Artes, head football coach and athletic director at Baker High School. As part of the stadium team to find alternative means to play our home games, I put together a few propositions. Proposition A would be converting all home games to away games. There are two teams on our schedule that don't have home field, so that wouldn't even be a viable option. All three other opponents, White Castle High School, Northeast High School, and Episcopal High School, would convert those to home games, but we would be responsible for security, we would be responsible for officials, and that would come out to between $8,500 and $9,000. The second proposition would be just to find games in the surrounding areas. We spoke with schools in Iberville Parish, we spoke with schools in EBR. They all said that we would get charged a facility fee between $500 but not to exceed $1,500. That would be a cost that would incur all home games. We would also have to use Baton Rouge Sheriff officers who charge between $40 and $60 an hour with a minimum of 4 hours. That would range us between $2,000 and $3,000, and again, those would be on five separate occasions. If we would take that route, that would cost us between $9,500 and $11,000. And the last principle that was brought up in the last meeting was, what if we would forfeit the games? Well, according to the LHSA, once you forfeit two consecutive games, you have to forfeit your season. Once you forfeit your season, you are suspended from LHSAA competition for up to two calendar years. You would also be fined $5,000 in the original penalty, and then you have to have a reassessment fee to rejoin the association, which would cost us $17,000 to have our games at Breck and Olympia with security officials, not getting any concessions, and we have to share revenue as far as gate is concerned. That would cost us in excess of $30,000. So I ask the board to consider our young men that have been taken the glory of walking through the Baker halls for the last 4 years to give them that opportunity to play their senior year on their home field. Thank you.
Coach Charles Harris.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to go back behind Coach D'Artes, and I just want to say a couple of things about Stewart and Company. That's the company that you guys hired to build the facility. They mentioned to us that they're okay with us having the games there as long as we put up a fence. Now, mind you, they've done this at two separate schools already. They did it at Westfell. We also went there when they were under construction to compete in the athletic contest ourselves, and they also did it across the river at Brulee High School. So I don't think it's a problem with them from a liability standpoint. They just require for us to put the fence up. They spoke with the city of Baker Police to make sure that that area would be secured, and I just think that it's a good fit. Once again, I'm just backing what Coach D'Artes did because I initially started that process of contacting other schools to get those figures that he just went over. So we're asking tonight that the board just vote in our favor and let these young men continue to participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Troy Williams.
Good evening. I'm Mr. Williams. I'm a teacher at Baker Middle School, citizen of Baker, and alumni of Baker High School. I speak in favor of the change orders. We've been waiting patiently for 7 years to see the high school rebuilt, and I'd hate to see another delay come about, especially after having a work session with the architecture firm to iron out any questions we had. In terms of the fencing, it comes out to about $1,400 per home game, not including the four playoff games and the four middle school games as well. It makes better financial sense to approve these change orders and keep football in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Council Member Robert Young.
Good evening, everyone. The just two things I want to say. Number one, Coach Harris just spoke of us playing while the same company was doing construction in my hometown, in my alumni. And he must have forgot that in Bruley, while they was doing construction, we also played over there, and it wasn't a challenge. And the second thing is that your attorney said in the last meeting, correct me if I'm wrong, said it wasn't a liability. Am I right or am I wrong about that? He said it wasn't a liability. He said the liability was on the company. Is that correct?
Yes.
So why should it be a challenge then? If the liability is not on the school, why do you have an attorney up there if you're not going to listen at him or her? And it's the same way in city government. We have a city attorney, but it just seems like people don't even want to listen at this. They want to lean on their own understanding. They want to go out there and say, I did my research. I'm very scared when I hear a person say, I did my research. Most times, they don't have the qualification to do the research that needs to be done on something like that. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, they're out there listening to someone in the community that think they know everything, and they say, I did my research. Y'all need to look at those kids over there. Look at them and tell them, say, hey, listen, I'm going to play a part in you not being able to play your senior year. I'm going to play a part of you not being eligible to play football. I need y'all to look at them and tell them that. If you vote for no, for them not to play, it's going to be a shameful day and day. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public? To sign a card, sir. Anyone else? Excuse me. Anyone else wish to make a comment? Please see Ms. Dido and sound call.
My name is Clayton Morris. And I'm a resident of Baker in Parkwood Terrace Subdivision. My only concern is, and I want to see these kids play. I understand what everyone is saying. My concern is that was an accident or something that would happen on that side. Who is liable? Is it the Baker school board, or is it the construction side?
The construction side. Yes, sir.
Somebody tell me that.
The construction company.
The construction company is liable.
That's with the fence. As long as they got that fence up.
As long as you put a fence up.
We have to put a fence.
They assume the liability, if anything.
Yes, sir.
The construction company.
Yes, sir. We have that in writing?
That's about what I'm about to ask you. We have that in writing.
That's correct. And so the construction company has also asked us to add them to our general liability insurance, so both of our insurances would cover.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Good evening. My name is Richard C. Jackson, 1575 Davis Street, Baker, Louisiana.
Yes.
I worked for Baker for 45 years, and I listened to them talking about security. What they loved and went at in Baker. Security ought to volunteer. Get some volunteer security for workers. That save you money if they show love to Baker High School. You know, and that's what I look at. Because Baker, you know, we done went a long way, and we coming down a long way. You know, so people just look at things and say, like, hey, the money part, I'm a volunteer for these games. You know, it ain't all about money all the time. It's about life. And if the police department, security, they're going to look at it and say, yeah, we want these cheering to play their last four games at home, you know. And they put up, say, I'll volunteer for a game. Thank you.
They don't volunteer. They're not charging us to. The police officers?
Yeah.
They're not charging us to do the security.
That's what we were saying earlier.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, we would take. They charge us somewhere else, but Baker police officers, Chief Dunn, they're not going to charge us to play here at the stadium. That's what they was just, someone just said. It's a volunteer service.
Volunteer, okay, I didn't hear that part, you know. But that was.
Well, I mean, you still could come volunteer too. I mean, I understand.
Hey, yeah. I don't
take all volunteers.
All of my guns are bullets, ain't got no bullets in them. But anyway, I hope these young men get to play their last games in Baker, you know, because I've been living in Baker. I worked for Baker for 45 years, going to games, going to homecomings.
Thank you, sir.
We haven't saw a game over there in a while.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. We got you.
Mr. Clayton Morrison?
He just
okay, you've done it. Okay. Shannon?
All right, Shannon.
Good afternoon. My name is Shannon Holiday. I'm a senior at Baker High School. I've always dreamed about being a Baker Buffalo. I always wanted to proudly represent my school and community. The last four plus years, I have been very hard on myself and classmates because we never had a chance to live our dreams or walk in the halls of Baker High School. I ask the board, please don't force us not to play home games our senior year or lose out on more great memories we will cherish for years to come. Thank you.
Mr. Shannon, I was just saying, well said. I like that. Ms. Como.
Good evening. I am Ms. Como. I'm actually principal at Baker Heights Elementary School, but my heart will always be at Baker High School. It goes without saying that I would love to see our boys playing at our stadium. But we also have to look at how many other entities are impacted if they do not. Every extracurricular activity that I offer at my school is contingent upon them playing. If they don't play, I don't have cheer. If they don't play, my drum line that I'm trying to start won't get to play. You won't get to see the middle school band play. So it's not going to just be the first line of people who are missing out. It will also be the middle school and will also be the elementary school. And while that is a fact, it is just the way it is in a small community when you only have one high school. So when you only have one high school, one set of Friday Night Lights, the community looks forward to it, and that's all that this community has. So in addition to it making physical sense, it seems, because, you know, I'm listening like everybody else, you also have to look at how many other people besides all these young men who came to my school the other day and worked so hard, thank you, with great attitudes, they helped me without complaint. It's not just them. It hits me too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments from board members? Mr. Strader?
Yes, I do have some comments. So one of the questions that came up was the construction company was asking us to add them to our general liability insurance. I did contact our general liability carrier this morning. They said that's a perfectly normal process in a construction site. It occurs all the time when high schools are being built, and there is no cost to the school district for them to add Stewart & Company to our insurance. So I know that was one of the questions that came up. The second thing I'd like to add is you have an updated change order. Both of the roofs are out of that change order, and RFC 034 mechanical yard fencing was added back into this change order. And so that would bring the total for the change order to $256,377. So keep that in mind as you make, you know, this motion on the change order and then the upcoming item as well. Mr. D'Artes emailed me his proposals this afternoon. I sent that out. I emailed that to you guys, but I do have it up here if you want to take a look at it, the different proposals and what they would cost. My recommendation is, you know, go ahead and approve the change order and allow the football team to play at Baker Stadium. And I'm going to put him on the spot because I see him sitting back there. Dante, you know, stand up real quick. So Dante was one of the athletes that actually advanced to regionals this year in track and field. I'm not gonna say who his part-time coach was, but very proud of Dante and thank the football team for coming tonight.
Okay, any other board members? Okay. I would like to ask the football team and their coaches to stand and give them a round of applause. Once again, thank you, gentlemen, for helping us with the back-to-school event. They stuffed all the bags. Amazing. Thank you again, and we wish you an amazing football year, very successful football year. You have it in you. You can do it. Okay. Hearing no other comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the approval of the consideration and approval of change order for Baker High School project?
I have a question for a motion. I should have did that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Schroeder said about the... Oh, it's not about y'all football. We got you. I got you. About the roofing was taken out. So how that's going to work with the roofing being taken out? We're looking at someone else? Or?
It'll come back as a separate change order.
Okay.
It's being looked at by the insurance.
Okay. Anyway, I motion and the consideration and approval of the change order for Baker High School project. Going on 2-2. Consideration and approval of the transfer of the funds from general funds in the amount of $245 million?
No, so that's two separate. That's two separate items. So this
okay.
is just
that's
going to
require
one.
A separate motion.
Okay. Well, all right. Go back to number one. Consideration and approval of the change order for Baker High School project.
Now I get a second.
Okay.
All righty. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet for the change order for Baker High School project and a second from Ms. Butler. Call for the vote. Ms. Perkins, absent. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph, absent. Ms. Butler? Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval of the consideration and approval for change order for Baker High School project. All righty. Okay. Next agenda item, consideration and approval to transfer funds from general funds in the amount of $245,000 $267,000.
Yep, so that amount is different. So RFC 034.
Oh, it's different.
Yes, it is.
If you look on your change order sheet, RFC034, mechanical yard fencing. That was added back into this change order. It was originally out of the change order, but when I talked to the architect, he said he's recommending putting that back in there. And so what that is that's fencing around the some of the mechanical equipment that right now is out in the open. It was previously protected by a building, but that building is no longer there. So architect's recommending putting a fence around it just to keep kids out of that area. So he recommended putting that back in. So the total you would need to transfer is $256,377.
So I need a motion for that?
Yes, we need a motion to amend that.
A motion to amend.
$256,377.
To amend this agenda item, consideration and approval to transfer funds from general funds in the amount of $256,377. I need a motion. Someone wants to comment on this one? Ms. Rita Wright? Oh, number two, okay. Thank you.
I guess it's the same question I had before. Is this a reconsideration or a consideration of the change order? Because the change order in the last meeting last week where it was motion and carried that this change order would be tabled until you all had a time to meet, discuss, and come up with that was recommended by Ms. Joseph, I think, and seconded by Ms. Perkins about the change order. And I was just concerned about change orders in that amount. Are there any bid processes that has to take place in that, or because it's a certain dollar?
It's a certain dollar amount. So I went back to the construction manager and the architect and said, are there items on this change order that would delay the project? And so they came back with a modified change order. And so this modified change order is a change order that they have to have now in order to not delay the project any further.
Now, they did meet with the construction company, Ms. Joseph, Ms. Burgess, superintendent. I wasn't at the meeting, but yes. Was the attorney?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The attorney? Okay. They did have...
My concern is the wording when you're doing big money transfer. But the wording that we had about last week I was here and it said consideration, and then you come back with the same agenda item saying consideration. So my question is, are we talking reconsider the motion that was carried from last week because it was voted and passed last week? So now we are reconsidering what was motioned by Ms. Joseph and seconded by Ms. Perkins, who both have absent here. And I just want for clarification point that we are talking about reconsideration or consideration.
Ms. Wright, we are here regarding the specific items that I read into the record. Those are the items that we're here
okay,
for. That
so
is
that's
the change order related to that item.
So that was just saying, is that reconsideration from the last meeting?
That's incorrect because it is not the same change order item.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you know. Okay. Could I get a motion for the amendment to amend the transfer of funds from general funds in the amount of $256,377.
I motion consideration and approval of the transfer of funds from general funds in the amount of $256,377 to cover the change orders.
I need a second. Okay. Call for the vote. Mrs. Joseph, absent. Mrs. Perkins, absent. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Mrs. Burgess? Yes. All righty. That's what I like. I want to say thank you to the board members for coming out and taking care of business. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Madam President?
Yes.
Excuse me just one second. So you all just voted to amend that agenda item to reflect the new amount. Now you have,
I have to vote for it. Gotcha. Okay. All righty. Now, ladies, I need a motion to vote for the transfer of funds from general funds in the amount of $256,377.
A motion to transfer funds from general funds into the amount of $256,377.
I second.
There's a motion by Ms. Butler to transfer funds from general funds in the amount of $256,377, and a second by Mrs. Prophet. We will now vote. Mrs. Joseph, absent. Mrs. Perkins, absent. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. All right, the motion carries. Thank you, ladies. Well, thank you all for coming out. But before we get a motion to adjourn, I would like to wish Ms. Butler a happy birthday this week. Happy birthday to you. She's celebrating birthday this week. I know. Happy birthday.
Friday.
Thank you all for coming out. Now I need an adjournment motion. Okay. Our next meeting will be September 5th, 2023. Adjournment, ladies. A motion for adjournment.
I motion the meeting is adjourned.
Second.
Call for the vote. Mrs. Joseph, absent. Mrs. Perkins, absent. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? And Mrs. Burgess, yes. All right, you are adjourned. Thank you all for coming out.
She's funny. I know.
Yeah, I remember.
Funny.